Welcome to Food Talk and happy Labor Day. I'm Pat, here today with Mary Ann. We are with North Coast Food Web, cultivating healthy communities and a vibrant economy in our region through food and agriculture. Joining us today is Wendy DiAgostino. I'm so excited to have Wendy with us. Wendy is our new cooking class coordinator at the Food Web, and we've been keeping her plenty busy getting ready to bring you an exciting array of cooking classes. So, Wendy, thanks so much for joining us on Labor Day today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. Talk about food.
Yeah, we do tend to like to talk about food a bit here. So before we get started talking about food, I know you and your lovely family are making your home up on the Long Beach Peninsula.
Yes.
But not from here. How'd you wind up here?
You know, we came to the West Coast 4 years ago and to spend some time with some friends up in the greater Seattle area. And last year, my husband and I just decided it was time to move to the beach. And if it was meant to be, all the pieces of the puzzle would fall in together. So a family adventure, bought a beach house, an old lady that needs a little restoration, and looked for some food job.
and lo and behold.
Was hopeful, and I'm really lucky enough to have stumbled across the North Coast Food Web, and I'm looking forward to all this exciting new year ahead of us.
That's awesome. We are so thrilled to have you. So if you could maybe talk a little bit about your background with food, some of the things you've done and how you got started in it.
You know, I think food kind of evolved its way into my life. I always have loved food, owned a small restaurant and bed and breakfast about 8 or 9 years ago. Moved here with the hopefulness of being into some food business and just stumbled through the Chef's Collaborative out of Seattle. I worked with Chef Carol Durth from Sizzleworks in Bellevue and for about 3 years, and really she had mentored me.
And what is Sizzleworks?
Sizzleworks is a recreational kitchen cooking school. So you go in and she has scheduled classes and series, as well as doing events for team building and things like that. She's a great chef. She's also, I'm on KTCS Cooks as well.
You
can catch her on the public TV station up
there.
That's
great. And what kinds of things did you do at Sizzleworks?
Well, we did all kinds of cooking instructions. You know, basically, whatever the menu of that day was going to be, whether it was a Pacific Northwest menu, tamale one-off kind of classes, which I'm hoping for us to do some of
these.
I vote yes.
Yes. Who doesn't want to make tamales?
Yeah.
Pasta making, pizzas on the grill. Just, I mean, you name it, we probably cooked it there. And also spent some time up in Beacon Hill with a community kitchen, the Jefferson Community Kitchen, with a good friend of mine. And that was more, you know, inviting the public to come in to just cook, you know, use some whole foods and learn how to cook with these wonderful ingredients for a better lifestyle, too. Yeah. So,
and I remember you talking about something in your background, and I know it was up in that area, working with, was it gleaning produce and how you were using that? Talk about that a little bit.
So the Root Connection Farm, which also is, boy, now the name of their organization is escaping me. The radio has pulled that piece. Farms for Life. So I worked with Farms for Life, a small nonprofit outside of Woodinville. And basically, they would purchase surplus produce from local organic farms that either would not have gotten harvest or the farmer would have lost on the harvest. We would be able to buy it at a discounted price. And then we worked with several agencies that within a certain criteria, they were selected by us to then receive these beautiful, fresh-picked produce and be able to utilize it in their organization. And these were, you know, homeless shelters, teen homes, kids and folks that might not have access to really good produce. So
that just sounds like an extraordinary program and benefiting
so many people.
The farmer that grows it,
yes,
and people who might not have access to fresh local food.
Exactly.
Like that.
And they had a committee as well that we would go into the agencies if they would like and show them what to do with the produce as well. So kind of demystifying all of that for them.
Yeah.
So
That's great. I love your background. We're so thrilled to have you with the Food Web. Really excited about what you're bringing to the table, so to speak.
Thank you.
One of the things that's always interesting is, like, how did you learn how to cook? So you're doing all these things and teaching other people, and you had a bed and breakfast, but how'd you get started?
You know, really, I just sort of stumbled my way through. My mom is a tremendous cook, but she really did not teach us, but I think I learned a lot of food utilization through her, the way that we grew up. And probably learned some of the cooking through watching her. But just along the way, I'm always fascinated. I'm fascinated by cultures. Yeah. Usually, with ever friends I meet, I want to cook food with them to see what they're making and how they're making it. And, you know, it's just always been important to me. So self-trained, not formally. You know, I am a home cook. I'm not a formally trained chef, but I just love it, and I'll try anything.
I say that all the time. My partner, Tom, always refers to me as a chef, and I always say, I am not a chef. Yeah. I am, and I say just a cook, and I shouldn't put that just in there. I'm a cook.
I'm a home cook. Yes.
And I love it.
Yeah, and I love it too. Yeah. I love it too.
Like you, I think there's something really extraordinary about the cultural aspects of food. You know, I'm fortunate to meet people that come from all over the world and pop into the shop, and I get to talk to them about, you know, what spices they're using or what kind of food they're cooking or how they cook a certain thing or even how to pronounce things sometimes. So it's been quite an education. But there's a way that food is just such an amazing common denominator.
And it brings people together. Yeah. It really does. It brings people, folks from all over together. Over, you know, I think about this weekend with my friends visiting, and I've wanted this Korean noodle salad for weeks now, and I didn't have access to the noodles. So my friends brought me the noodles, and I prepared this, although I don't think I cooked the noodles all the way, but but we had quite an arrangement of a Korean noodle salad and, you know, American style barbecue ribs, and, you know, it was quite a cornucopia of food on the table this weekend, and lots of it, and lots of good laughing, good times. So
you mentioned, you know, I don't think I cooked the noodles quite right. That's the great thing about food, right? You try something and it doesn't work out quite the way you want it the first time, and you try it again and tweak it. And
to not give up, just keep going. You know, we still all ate it. We had a good laugh. My friend's husband is Korean, and I said, well, if I had a Korean mother-in-law, she might not have been proud of me, but I tried and we all ate it.
That's the key. That's so wonderful. So we have been doing, as many of our listeners know, lots of work and fundraising and everything else to get our community kitchen, our teaching kitchen, up and running. And it's so close.
We're perilously close. I got to say, we've been perilously close for a really long time. But the very exciting thing this week is the hood is all done. And that was kind of like this big hood that's gonna, you know, drop chemicals on the building should we ever catch fire. So that's really good. And we're into the inspection phase, which is the last phase. And our friend Rory is coming tomorrow to tune up our oven and make sure that everything's working so that we can start.
Yay, Rory!
Baking those pies right at our own place. We're very excited. It's very exciting. But I think for me, the most exciting part of that is, I mean, baking the pies at home in our home kitchen, as I think of the Food Web kitchen, is a convenience, but the cooking classes are an inspiration.
They're going to be. They really are.
Yeah.
They really are.
There's, I think, something really wonderful that can happen. You know, we all talk about this when people come together over food. It's a really, really good thing. It is that common denominator, and really wonderful to be able to share techniques, tips,
experience
with people to take some of that intimidation away from, like, oh, I don't know how to do that, or I'm afraid to do this, or
wow, that's so easy. You know,
I didn't know that it would be that simple.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think we tend to think of classes for people who do not have the skill, but you know, the cool thing about cooking is that if you love cooking, even if you're really good at cooking, it's very fun to go to a class and find out. Well, I cook all the time, and I can't wait to go to some of these classes.
And I feel exactly the same way. It's sort of in my free time. What are we going to learn? It's somewhat relaxing in a way, and all the personalities.
Who are we going to meet?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Because you get folks that maybe out in life never would have crossed paths. So it's going to be really fun. You know, October's right around the corner.
I know.
So what do we have coming up, Ms. Coordinator? Coming up in October?
You know, well, September, we're getting approved and getting open, getting our kitchen functioning.
Well, in the minute we do, we're going to start doing some one-off classes right away, and we'll tell you about it on the radio, or we'll...
You'll see it in print, or you can call us directly, you know, when we're in the office there. Mondays through Fridays from 9 a.m. to 2.
And that phone number, anybody know the phone number? I have it somewhere here.
You know, I don't know it. We're all racing for our phone.
Somebody's
you girls
look
talk
up the phone
and I'll
number.
Look it up.
So September, you know, when we're approved to be open, we're going to have some one-off classes. We're looking at a spice class from Pat.
And this will actually be cooking with spices because, you know, we've done lots of spice classes in the shop, but we've not had the ability to cook. So this time we'll actually be taking those wonderful spices into the kitchen and learning how to actually prepare some foods using those spices.
So. You know, this reminds me of something that I think is a twofold thing for us. One is that people will come to us and request classes, which is fabulous.
Yes.
And I had a request through a friend the other day who said, I have a friend who is so excited about your cooking classes coming up, and they're hoping that there will be at some point a cooking class for fresh herbs.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm putting that out there.
That would be a really fun one.
I have a phone number, and I will tell you now, and then we'll tell you again later, because we know that you don't have a pencil now, but you will later. 503-468-0921. That's the North Coast Food Web office, and Monday through Friday from 9 to 2. We're happy to talk to you in person, and if you're calling later in the day or on the weekend, leave us a message and we will get back to you ASAP.
That's right.
And very soon on northcoastfoodweb.org, on our website, you'll be able to see a calendar of upcoming classes. That is a work in progress. in addition to the spice cooking with spices,
we're going to also for September have a fresh pasta making
class.
That's my favorite, and I'll teach that one. And Marianne is going to have pies.
We're going to make pies.
We're going to make pie.
So all you people that have wanted to learn how to make pie crust, this is your chance, to come learn how to make pie.
We should say, too, that for all of these cooking classes, part of the class is eating together.
Yes.
So these are not demonstration classes. This is not like you turn on the Food Channel and watch,
which is
fun. But we are limiting these class sizes to 12 because that's how many people will fit in our kitchen working together. So we're all going to cook things together, and then we're all going to sit down and eat them. And although pie is not a complete meal, we definitely will be eating pie. Maybe we can time that for dessert time somehow. Or breakfast.
I've had pie for breakfast. I've had pie for breakfast.
That's a good one. I'll make coffee.
That's always my favorite question the day after Thanksgiving is, did you have leftover stuffing or did you have leftover pie for breakfast?
I love that.
So we do have some good classes coming up in September. And then starting in October,
we'll have a 5-week series, Basic Techniques, that will be Saturday mornings. So, and again, that's 12 folks that get to come to that. It's a 5-week series. And so
I have to tell you that I'm so excited about this class. It is the class that literally changed my life when it comes to cooking, because I was so tied to recipes, and you know, I would try all kinds of things, but I always had to have a recipe, and my techniques certainly were not very good. And that class gave me such an extraordinary foundation in all of the basic techniques and why you do certain things and how you do them. So now, because I still read recipes like a crazy person, but more from a suggestion place or a jumping off place. So it's really freed me from recipes and took my cooking
up a notch. The 5-week series would do that, even for a chef or a home cook that has experience too. It's just kind of building on foundations and then making your game plan a little more fine-tuned. You know, that was one thing with working with Carol at the cooking school. I definitely learned fine-tuning things, simple things like mise en place. Just get your things ready. What a difference the same recipe you've made for years makes when you're not flying around the kitchen going, sugar, flour, cinnamon.
Oh, I'm out of this.
Exactly. And I'm holding the door open, you know, to the refrigerator with my foot getting an egg while I'm pouring milk into the bowl. You know,
not that any of us have ever done that.
Of course not. But just something as simple as that, the mise en place, getting all of your things together. You know, I'm so happy to be with the Food Web, and I'm so grateful that Chef Carol Durth has given me such a wonderful 3 years of mentorship, you know, because I think she's going to be a great ally without even her knowing it sometimes to us.
Great.
That's right. Hey, you know, I wanted to also let people know that all these are fee-based classes, and that information is going to be on the website eventually, but also we'll have that in print available for you to pick up a little flyer, certainly at Pat's Pantry, but at various places around town, probably the co-op. But also we have scholarships available,
yes,
and that's what I wanted to let folks know. There is, a lot of us have had our turn in the barrel at being strapped financially over the years, and
absolutely.
So that is not a reason for you not to come to cooking classes.
That's
all
right.
You have to do is call and talk to us about it, and we will find a spot for you and make it happen. So.
That's right. We don't want cost to be a barrier to come and learn to cook with us.
No.
Because if you're cooking at home and you're using fresh ingredients, you're going to be eating healthier than...
And cheaper.
And cheaper.
Yes. Way cheaper.
Than you would be otherwise. So it, you know, cost, we definitely do not want that to be any kind of barrier to folks. Yeah. We want you in our kitchen.
Yeah,
cooking.
We do. We want everybody in the kitchen 12 at a time.
Yes. In a somewhat orderly fashion, but we do want you all there.
And, you know, if you're just curious about what the heck, anyway, we're going to be having a couple open houses as soon as we have our stamp of approval from the 38,000 people who have to give us a stamp of approval. As soon as we have that under our belts, we will be letting you know through a variety of means, not the least of which is this fabulous community radio station, when you can come by and have a little snack and take a look at what's going on and get a handout about the classes and meet Wendy. And I bet you already know Pat. And so there's going to be lots of opportunity for you to enter the building and scope us out and see what you think.
Yeah. Come see what's cooking.
And please do share suggestions of what kind of classes you'd like to see. We love hearing from you. We
want
to do
that. And we have this wonderful list of fabulous instructors who all have their own little kind of specialty. So if you have something that you would like to learn, I bet we can find somebody qualified to teach that to, to us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we're going to be reaching out to a couple chef friends and cooking instructor friends in the Portland area and hopefully bring them out to do some things out here with us. So
lots of exciting guest chefs going to come in.
Yeah.
And give you a great opportunity.
It is. Well, you know, the 5-week basic techniques are going to be taught by somebody different every week.
That's correct.
So you're going to get a chance to meet a whole lot of people and learn. We're going to get to pick a whole lot of brains.
That's right.
That's the good part. So we talked a lot about cooking and what we're going to be teaching. I'm always curious, what are you cooking at home right now?
What didn't I cook at home? We just had a house full. So there were quiches flying out of the kitchen. And I have some apple trees and pear trees. So we made an apple pear breakfast bread.
It was so
good. It was delicious.
There was baked ziti. There was a lot of baked brie.
Oh.
With one of our favorites is with roasted tomatoes and fried basil leaves.
Oh, man.
It's absolutely delicious. Super simple. And I'm sure that will be on one of the cooking class menus. What else? We made a baked ziti. We made a japchae, which is a Korean noodle salad. We had a beautiful, my friend just came back from Greece, so she put together this beautiful chickpea and feta and cucumber salad that we had, and ribs and chicken and steak and
lots of cooking. I didn't do much cooking this weekend, but I did manage to make a small batch of homemade applesauce yesterday.
Delicious.
A friend brought in some apples from a tree that's been in their yard
for such a long time,
and they're coming down right now. So one of the things I love is I used to can a lot, and now I don't have a ton of time to do that, and I don't have really good storage for it, but I do love to still just make a, you know, like a one little jar of applesauce and stash in the fridge, and it's begging for a pork loin to accompany.
There you go. I was going to say.
Applesauce is so great to just put in a baggie and put in the freezer because it just tastes fabulous.
It does.
It's one of the things that always tastes fabulous when you unfreeze it.
Yes.
So, yeah.
The fresh, you don't actually have to can. No, and I actually have some in the freezer because we've lost a lot of the apples, and probably about a month ago with the some of the really high winds. And I didn't know what to do with this giant bowl. I actually did mine in the crock pot.
Oh, nice. That turns out really well.
Put it all in, turn it on, go to bed, wake up, applesauce is done.
Yeah.
Very nice. That's brilliant. So, and rumor has it you have huckleberries.
I do have huckleberries.
Oh, man, you better not tell us your address.
We did not get to pick any this weekend. We were going to, but I do have a feeling my fingers will be purple by Friday.
Oh, yum. That sounds good.
So that was a treat to find in our property here at the beach. So very excited about that. I've never cooked with huckleberries. So.
Well, usually, not everybody has them in your yard.
Yeah, okay.
Really. Often we go out to the woods somewhere and hope to get lucky or somebody will give us some, but that's just a bonus.
Yeah, that's
I will
a beautiful
start picking.
Bonus.
Yeah. Yes. So that should take some of the sting off of having to remodel your entire house.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Well, we all know living here in these coastal communities, the homes, many of them are very, very old. So.
Yeah.
And she's been a little neglected, but she's got a good family. In time, she will definitely be back to a prettier version of herself.
Oh, nice.
Great. So I am going to go home this afternoon and throw together some quick zucchini refrigerator pickles. One of my favorites. We did those, demoed those at the market last year. They are so amazingly good, kind of like a bread and butter pickle, and they are the best thing on a cheeseburger.
Delicious.
I'm going to put together a couple little jars of those and pop those in the fridge.
You've inspired me because someone had given us some zucchini last week, some really big. We made cookies. I forgot that I made 10 dozen zucchini cookies yesterday. Sent all the friends home with them. They come visit me, I think, just for the take homes.
Yeah.
But I thought, oh, pickles, that's a great idea. So tomorrow's the first day of school for my boys. I might be pickling.
Exciting.
I might be making pickles.
It's a good thing to do. And thinking about what else is coming up on the coast. I know we've got Brew Cup.
That's
coming
right.
up at the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
That's 25, 26,
and you know, 27. We only have 4 weeks of River People Farmers Market left on Thursdays from 3 to 7 at 13th and Duane in downtown Astoria. And I know that we are also getting to the end of market season for all of our local markets and all the communities down at this end of the Big River. So do not let the opportunities slip by, because although it is the short end of the season, it is the peak part of the season for what you can, you know, your selection, and it's harvest season. So don't miss out on that, and stop by and see us at River People. We would love to see you have a piece of pie and do some shopping. We have such wonderful vendors there. And lunch.
And music.
Yes.
Yeah, music and lunch.
Lunch. Yeah.
So,
you can pick up food to take home. Yeah. You can pick up food to eat.
And
right
even
there.
If you're not in downtown Astoria on Thursday afternoons, there is a farmer's market in your neighborhood. There is. So just take a look. And I know that you can go on Oregon Farmer's Market website and get the list of all of them anywhere in the state. So, don't miss September at your local farmers market.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
No.
Definitely get the last gasps of the harvest season in there. I am completely losing my mind. I have something that was right there that I was just going to say.
Because I just put it right in. and removed it surgically with my mouth.
I'm just going to blame you from now on because this happens to me quite frequently these days. Oh, my goodness. I'm sure it was something probably really important. I know what it was. It was a reminder. Sorry about that. It was a reminder that you can find information about our cooking classes soon at northcoastfoodweb.org, or you can call us at our lovely teaching kitchen at
503-468-0921.
Wonderful.
Or you could email us at info@northcoastfoodweb.org, and we will be so happy to talk to you. And I do want to remind you that the classes only, we only have 12. That doesn't mean that it's your last chance, because we will certainly have waiting lists and we will be running classes again. But if it's something you'd like to do, you need to register ASAP so that you can secure your spot.
Absolutely. Wendy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great having you with us. And thanks, Marianne, for sharing the mic with me today. That always a pleasure. And thanks to Luke and Katie for our theme song. And thank you for joining us on today's Food Talk, fresh conversations about food on the North Coast. And as a reminder, this show will be available as a podcast from coastradio.org. From